Hi, this is Travis Dixon. I'm here at Dias Park. Unfortunately, it's closed right now. There's nobody here. It's usually a bunch of people, well, a bunch of girls playing softball in the first half. And the last half, well, more like three-fourths of it, is a bunch of soccer fields. It's a bunch of kids ranging from 11 years old up to 18 years old playing soccer out here normally. I chose this place for my walking audio tour because it's got the most memories out of anything for me. I started playing soccer when I was 3 years old, and I played soccer for 6 years at this specific park. I had practices here. Didn't have too many games here, but had practices here, playing for the Cy Fair Dynamos. Started playing with them when I was 12. It's a select soccer organization. They've expanded actually since last time I came. I see a whole bunch, about six more fields back in the back corner. It's pretty cold out today. All the rain recently, probably why the field's closed. Don't tear them up. I actually just stepped in a mud puddle. So, these first fields I'm walking by are like the little kid ones. We used to have our tryouts there, because once we were 12, we were already playing on the bigger fields with the bigger goals. But during the summer, there'd always be a tryout. You always had to try out, and they always started us on the little fields for like 3-on-3s, 4-on-4s. I remember one time, one of the coaches named Marty. He actually recently just passed away. I say recently, it's about 3 years ago now, from cancer. I remember one time he was yelling at my teammates, not like being mean about it, but he was talking trash to them because they were playing like a little game. And of course, it was always competitive, and I was winning. But the only reason why I was winning is because I was cheating. Which, I mean, whatever it takes to win, right? So he started talking trash to my teammates, wondering why they weren't trying harder, and wondering why they weren't cheating to win. And it wasn't like a serious, like, little game. I don't remember what we were doing. It was like some runs or something. And eventually everybody started cheating. So it was kind of fun. But this park here, I'm actually walking by one of the fields I played on. Probably there's about three fields that I played on for the 6 years. This first one I'm walking by right here, probably for the first 2 years, was the only field that I played on. When I say play, I mean practice. We practice every Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then it would like rotate every season. It'd be Mondays and Wednesdays or Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5:30 to 7. As we got older, we play up till 9 o'clock at night. And of course, we always pushed it as late as possible, just because we were usually scrimmaging, which was the most fun. I used to always complain. Olivier was the last trainer that I had him for 3 years. I used to always complain to Olivier when we were gonna scrimmage, because I didn't like doing all that little stuff, like, I don't know, little sprints here and there, jogging, kicking the ball. I like to just play. That was the most fun to me. And he used it to his advantage to make me try harder. He would tell me, like, okay, well, we're going to do this. If you do a good job, you know, you win, or your group wins, all right, we'll scrimmage. You lose, you're going to go run, and we're going to keep doing it. And, well, I hated losing, so I usually won. This park is massive, though. I remember they used to, probably about from 12 to 15 was mainly, like, we had a trainer named Freeman. He's from Ghana. And all the trainers here played professional soccer at one point in time. He actually played for one of the few Ghana national teams that ever went to the World Cup. And he was an old man by the time he started by the time he was training us, one of the fastest guys I've ever seen in my life, on top of the nastiest shot, like just straight up power. I remember one time he actually fractured our goalie's hand. We're taking PKs and he's like, let me show how it's done. And then fractured his hand. But anyway, we used to run around this whole park when we were with Freeman before practice ever started. And gosh, rough estimate, 3 to 4 miles easily. And then when we get back, he would make us run around the field some more, like sprints, you know, sprint the long part of the field, jog the short part of the field, or anytime we'd act up or did a bad job, he'd make a sprint. But then about from 15 to 18, we had Olivier. And that guy to this day is one of the biggest mentors in my life. He helped me grow up as a person and whole. Taught me to follow, taught me to be a teammate, and taught me to lead. And walking by that one field again, still, because I'm walking the long distance of it, and around this field specifically, we were playing short-sided soccer. I think it was just 4-on-4, like half field or something. And I was just in a bad mood. I was going through that teenage phase where I didn't care about nothing. I was, you know, the coolest kid on earth. I do whatever I want, act however I want. I came to practice that day mad, on top of already having the attitude like that. And I was just going through the motions, walking here, light jogging here, let people run by me just because I didn't feel like it. And I remember the ball went out of bounds, and I was just walking to it. And he called me over, and he told me, he's like, Trav, I don't know what your deal is. He's like, but believe it or not, this team needs you, and you are the leader of this team. You are the captain of this team. But with that, if I tell you to leave right now, if you don't start playing how I know you're supposed to play and how I know you can play, I'm gonna tell you to leave, and I don't want you to ever come back. And I looked at him, you know, being stubborn, like, nah, he can't mean that. Because, I mean, hell, soccer was my life at the time. I didn't care about anything else. Granted, I came here with that attitude, but still didn't care about anything else. And I was just looking at him. I didn't say anything. He's like, I'm being serious. He's like, if I tell you to leave, do not come back. Well, needless to say, I started playing really hard. My team was down at the time. We came back and won. Probably one of the most memorable practices I ever had, let alone talks with anybody I ever had. And in practice, he's like, that's what I gotta do to get you to start moving sometimes. I'm gonna start doing that. Of course, he was joking. And next practice, I actually apologized to him. And, well, we never had that problem again. Because, well, no lie, I probably would start bawling if I got kicked off the team. Plus, my dad would have been pretty pissed. He gave up a lot for me to play soccer this much. It's another reason why this park's so awesome to me, because before I could drive, just soccer in general, my dad would take me to everything. Even when I could drive, he still took me to games. Like, we still rode together games all the way until I was 18 and didn't play anymore. But he would come to every practice and sit right over on the sideline with a couple of the dads that were always, that always came. And my dad and I, we're not very big, like, emotional talkers as it is. But that meant a lot to me, him always doing that. I mean, looking back then, thought it was just a normal. Now that I've been older, or now that I am older, I wouldn't say I took it for granted, but it definitely means a lot to me now that he did all that for me without hesitation either. And he's the type of guy, he likes to work late or is always at work. Even when he's home, he's at work. But when it came to soccer, put everything on pause. We can't even go on vacations without him doing business over the phone. Yeah, he put everything down for soccer for me. I'm now over to the backside of where the new fields were at. And let's see. I know there was two of these. They're little kid fields, probably like, I'm gonna say about 5 to 8 year olds would play on these size fields. And two of them were here last time I was here a long time ago. They've added about 8 more over there in the distance. And actually with one of my friends started coaching a little 5-year-old group with soccer. That was a pretty interesting time. It was hard. That used to be my dream job, was being a coach. But I started doing that when I was 18. And, it was short-lived. Joined the Navy shortly after doing that. And now this field I'm walking by now, actually we used to have a lot of pickup games over here. And some of my friends from school and stuff would come talk to Olivier, try to try out. I always told him they probably wouldn't make it. Maybe that was mean of me, I don't know. But I was right, they didn't make it. But on this field right here, we used to practice with the girls team a lot. They were a year younger than us. And they would practice with us all the time. They'd stay after their practice to practice with us. And they were good. They were really, really good. I think they won state 3 times. I don't know, one of the girls on the team, they were 17, so one of the girls on the team, I think it was 15, barely 16, if that. And man, she was a beast. We have some kids like that on my team also, a year younger, a couple years younger. I'm coming up on this other parking lot right now. I was actually here about 9 months ago. Come say hi to Olivier. It's funny because it's been almost 7 years since I played. The guy looks the exact same. He's from France, by the way. Played professional soccer there. And he actually played for the Houston Hotshots before they were the Houston Dynamo. Before MLS was like big as it is now. Walking by over here in this parking lot, there's a bunch of trees and some land back there. And this whole park, it's actually, there's a few houses scattered, but some land back there. I remember there was actually a cow got loose from one of those properties back there. It was running through this parking lot right here. Everybody was freaking out. Not scared freaking out, but just like, yo, there's a cow. I don't know, kind of funny, I guess. It's crazy because I think it's so cold right now. I'll say it was 47 is what my car said when I got out. But it's so cold right now. And back when I played soccer, I didn't think this was nothing. Didn't matter what the weather was, ready to play. I'm walking by this other field now that played on for, I think, my last 2 years. This is the main primary field we practice on with the Levier. We never had too many games here. I never knew why. I think they kept it kind of confined for just the Cypher Dynamos practicing. Last time I talked to Olivia, they've actually expanded a lot. They used to be big into scouting. Well, they were into scouting when I was playing. You'd have a lot of scouts come to our games and stuff like that. And but apparently now they're huge for like scouting. Like the MLS team, Houston Dynamo, apparently this is one of their primary targets now that American soccer is growing. It's one of their primary targets to come check kids out, which I'm not surprised because I know I was pretty good. I know the kids I played with were good. I know a lot of the girls teams are really good around here. I know one of my old teammates, he's now an assistant coach at a college. Not sure which college, but it's pretty cool either way. I know a couple girls that play for, I think it's the Houston Aces, which is a professional girls soccer. And I remember a couple dudes went as far as playing for like the junior teams, like I said, the semi-pro. I don't know how far they made it, but either way, it's pretty good keeping up with it like that. One of the older boys, a year older than us, I was actually on the website. He's now a trainer here. Well, back in my car. So this is Dias Park. That's why I came here. That's where I learned to grow up, I guess you could say. All right.